Okay, so what's the question?
I was talking yesterday about Krishna being the supreme enjoyer. So sometimes we might have a misconception that we enjoy sense gratification in the material world, and then Krishna, he's just a big sense enjoyer in the spiritual world, and his sense gratification is different to ours. Can you explain that?
Yeah, because sense enjoyment in the material world, everything is sense enjoyment, but it's self-censored. In other words, sense enjoyment in itself is not the wrong thing, neither is it the problem. So love, Atmandriya Priti, one Chitvarika, Krishnandriya Priti, Varapremana. When you're trying to satisfy Krishna senses, in other words, give Krishna sense enjoyment, that's love. And when you're trying to satisfy your senses, or a combination of the two, then that is called Kaam. Kubja's motive to be with Krishna was to enjoy her senses. The queens want to enjoy their senses but give Krishna pleasure. A gopis, they only want to give Krishna pleasure. So that's the real standard of the scissors from over there. That's the real standard of love. But in any case, yes, it's about sense enjoyment. And Krishna's sense enjoyment is also the same. Yajatamam papadyante. So Krishna also enjoys his senses. For him, sense enjoyment is to give satisfaction to the enjoyment to his devotee's senses, and his devotee's sense enjoyment is to give satisfaction to Krishna's senses. And there's this eternal constant rivalry. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 4 and also elsewhere. So that's what spiritual sense gratification is about. It's not that there is no sense gratification in all the different relationships that we have here, but the difference being that it's not about how I'm enjoying myself, but how I'm giving pleasure to the other. And that goes for the devotees, and it goes for Krishna. So there's Vishaya, Ashaya. Krishna is the devotee's Vishaya, and devotee is Krishna's Vishaya. Vishaya means the object of sense enjoyment, and vice versa. So he's trying to give them pleasure. And therefore the basis of that is love. And here in the material world, everyone's giving pleasure to others, serving others in order to please themselves to a certain degree, some more, some less, and therefore ultimately that standard of sense enjoyment and that standard of love is only possible in, is only available in Vrindavan. Only in Vrindavan do the Brijbasis think only about Krishna, and therefore Krishna thinks only about them. He doesn't think about anyone else or anything else. So, and that type of relationship, napari ham niravaita samjitam, Krishna becomes entangled. For one reason is because the ecstasy that devotees experience by making him the object of their love and service is greater than what he experiences, because he becomes, when he's the sense object, he's unlimited, whereas devotees are limited. So therefore devotees enjoy unlimited bliss or sense gratification by serving Krishna, whereas Krishna enjoys limited sense gratification, and that's why Krishna appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he wants to also know what that unlimited bliss is, and particularly by the person who's got the greatest love and is most adept at serving Krishna, and at Srimati Radharani. So it's all quite wonderful.
But like on a more basic level, though, it's still a different type of, or it's not the same sense gratification in the material world, because like we get bored of doing the same thing. Like
you become bored because it's material.
Yeah.
Material because it's self-centered. But when it's spiritual means that it's always increasing. Therefore, you never become bored. Why?
Like every day they take prasad in the spiritual world.
Yeah.
And it's always, they never get tired of it, or the taste and the rest, because...
Because it's exchanges of love, because it's not the taste of the food, they're tasting the love that went into the food, and that's what's making it, although they may say, this tastes good, this ladu tastes good, but what they're talking about is the taste of the rasa that went into it. They're tasting love.
And therefore, all the so-called objects of enjoyment there, they have this characteristic of love, like just a simple
because
thing, like
they're done with love. Therefore, love permeates
everything.
And therefore, it's anandam buddhi vardhanam. It's always increasing. Otherwise, it's the same. Friendship, parental, conjugal, servitude, so on, as is going on here. And similar, at least very similar in Vrindavan, then in Vaikuntha, then there it becomes godly. That's not so much like what we experience here. Because there's all kinds of extraordinary, wonderful things are taking place. Okay.